If you've been around here for a while and you've been listening to me, you've been watching my videos on YouTube, and you've been thinking, okay, I am ready to act as my own publicist, or I'm ready to hire a freelancer, get a VA in here and start pitching for me. There are five things that you are gonna wanna make sure you have dialed in before you hit that execute button. Because you wanna be ready when a podcast opportunity comes along, or when you see an opportunity for you to be quoted in a popular magazine or the website for that magazine. Because if you're not ready, this person who's reaching out to you is going to go to your competition. Many times they won't wait for what is best. They will take what is first. So if you missed last week, we already covered what you need to say, yes, I'm ready. So I'm just going to breeze by these real quick because they were last week's video, last week's podcast episode. Number one, are you an expert in something? Do you have any kind of value that you can offer anybody to solve their problem? That's a yes. Everybody should be saying yes. Number two, do you have a place to send those leads? Listen, I've given you a week and I'm pretty sure by the time that episode was over, you thought, oh yeah, I could send people here. I have Instagram, I have Facebook, I have a phone number, I have an address, whatever it was. You have a place to send people to, okay? So now you're ready to pitch yourself. But what do you have to do to make sure that you are going to get a yes? The best way to get a yes is to help a journalist do their job. Remember, their job is not to promote you. They don't owe you anything. You are not entitled to coverage. You may think that your business is the best thing since sliced bread. You may have a story idea that you think is so great, but they may not. It may not serve their purpose at their job. And remember, if we're not talking about a traditional journalist, maybe we're talking about a podcast host. Different strokes for different folks, okay? What one person thinks is exciting, another person may not find very exciting. So this is what you need to do and make sure, let's treat this as a checklist. Let's check all of these things off, these five things off to be your own publicist. Number one, you have to be available ASAP. You have to be willing to work fast. I remember one time, and I think I've told this story before, that I was working at NBC6 and I got this email. This was a morning around 9:30, 10, because we have our morning meeting at 9:30. And I was like, okay, great, we'll do that story. So I pitched the story, yeah, that's good, do the story. So I email them back, or I call them and I'm like, hey, we're good to do the story, great pitch, thanks. Can we be there at 11? Me and my photographer will come out, we'll shoot video, we'll get the interviews, whatever. And the person like freaked out, was like, oh my gosh, no, we're not ready. Let's reschedule this for 2 weeks. And I'm like, 2 weeks? Like, you pitched me this story today, or maybe it was yesterday, whatever it was. And I'm at work today. I have to go on TV live at 5 and 6 with a story, and this story was approved. So if I'm not doing it today, I have to move on to another story. And in 2 weeks, who knows what's going on in the world? Like, I'm gonna be doing something else. So that person did not get coverage because they were not ready. You have to be willing to help a journalist do their job. If they want to talk to you right then you need to be ready to talk to them right then and there. Don't make it a big deal in your head. Just help them do their job. And the more willing you are to do that, the more coverage you will get. And let me tell you, a benefit to you, a lot of people will say, oh, I'm just a small business, I'm not worthy of this coverage, yada, yada, yada. Again, for more on that, go back to the last episode. But I have the hardest time at my agency with the bigger companies that I work with because they have so much red tape. They wanna go through every single pitch and every single thing with a fine-tooth comb. They wanna get everything approved. Like, it goes through so many different approval levels, through so many different people with all these different titles. Like, it's a pain, and I can't even tell you. Just about every single week when I send those weekly updates off to the clients, it is, we missed this opportunity because we didn't hear from you in time. It happens so often. So as a small business owner or somebody who calls the shots, you have so much more benefit than a bigger company with more people, with more money, with more resources, because you can say, yep, I'll talk to you today at noon. Like, you can make it quick and easy for them. And something that these bigger businesses don't realize is that they miss a whole bunch of opportunities because they slow the process down. Number two, you wanna make sure that you have high resolution images and low resolution images, like at the ready. Because if they ask for them, you wanna make sure you have them. Something that I do, I have an actual page on my website where I include my bio, my social media links, and then a bunch of pictures, high resolution and low resolution. Because that's kind of the stuff that I copy a lot. I also have talking points on there. So if I'm copying and pasting the same thing a lot when I do have speaking opportunities or media opportunities, it makes it super easy. I can either drive people there and they can get what they need, or I just pop in there and I copy and paste. And this is where I have images. And a lot of times people ask for images of a certain size to go with maybe it's their podcast art or their social media or their website, whatever it is. I will leave a link to my affiliate link for Canva. Canva makes it so easy to reshape and size any image. So if you need a square, if you need a rectangle, if you need horizontal for a story, whatever. And then you can also determine the size of that image, not just like square, rectangle, whatever, but also if it is something that is going to be compressed because it's going to be on a website, or if it's something that's going to be printed and it needs to be higher resolution. You just want to make sure you have these things at the ready. So again, you're not missing an opportunity because you're scrambling to get this stuff done. Number three, have a camera and a microphone that works. I'm not telling you to go on Amazon and buy anything. You don't need to do this. If you are watching this on YouTube, I am shooting this on my iPhone. Listen, if musical artists can shoot music videos on their iPhones and they can be super popular, then I can shoot a YouTube video on my iPhone. It works perfectly. I always also use the Blue Yeti microphone, but I have before used AirPods. Like, those are microphones. Those work well. During COVID, I was in my closet with my AirPods on, and that served as the headphones and microphones that I used for interviews. They work wonderfully. You probably already have headphones and a phone. If not, you probably have headphones and a laptop. And those headphones, they have a microphone. So it works well. Trust me, that's all you need. Because again, you want to make sure if you're doing a podcast interview that your audio is solid. You also want to make sure that if you're chatting with anybody for an interview, whether that be for print or online, that your audio is good when you're talking to them as well. Number four, you also want to make sure that you have sharing power. Now, when I say sharing power, I don't mean the size of your email list. I don't mean the size of your social media following. I mean the ability to share something with them. The biggest mistake people make after they earn coverage is they don't share it with anybody. Not only is this a slap in the face to the person who interviewed you and gave you coverage, but it's also just stupid on your part, because you need to do PR on your PR. You need to show everybody who's on your email list or who follows you on social media, hey, look at this coverage that I just earned. Like, that's how you turn publicity into profit. And you need to just be ready to say, hey, I'm happy to share this on my email newsletter or on my social media or on my Twitter or in my Facebook group, whatever it is. And I'm just telling you this now so you can think ahead. Like, I usually don't share media hits on my email newsletter. I just don't. I share other things there. On social media, I'm always sharing my media hits. So I am ready to tell people, like, hey, combined, maybe I'll say I have 100,000 followers, happy to share this media. If you end up using my quote or when it gets published, just let me know, something like that. But you just want to make sure you tell them, like, I'm happy to share this with my network, whether that be an email list, social media, whatever it is. And then finally, number five, the biggest thing that you need before you act as your own publicist is honestly just the confidence to do it. And I know this sounds, maybe it sounds woo, maybe it sounds cliche, but in my experience dealing with people in my bootcamp and my media mentoring program, they have their pitch. I've looked at it. I'm like, yeah, that's great. Let's send it off. And they don't send it. Like, please go back and listen to the episode or watch the video from April 4th about imposter syndrome if this is something you're struggling with. Listen to it twice. Join my bootcamp and pay close attention to what I talk about in hour one. It's just mind-blowing to me because I see so many idiots earning coverage on a regular basis. And that's just because they're there, they're ready, they're willing, and they have the confidence to do it. When there are so many other people who are more worthy of that coverage, they deserve it more, but they don't put themselves out there. So let me remind you of those five things that you need to have in place before you act as your own publicist. Number one, you need to be available ASAP. Be willing to work fast. Number two, you need to have images, high resolution or low resolution. Even if you don't have a product, you need to have an image of you. It needs to be a headshot. It needs to be you working. If you are somebody who has a very visual expertise, so for example, if you're in the food industry, I wanna see you in a kitchen. I wanna see you wearing an apron. If you are in fitness, I wanna see you at the gym. I wanna see you training somebody in your athletic gear. Number three, camera and microphone. You probably already have this. Number four, sharing power. When you get a media opportunity, Where are you going to share it? Because this is something that I want you to tell that podcast host or tell that journalist. Hey, so excited for this opportunity. I'm excited to share it with my network here, here, and here when it goes live. And finally, number five, you need the confidence to just do it. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse here, but I still get people giving me excuses on why they're not ready to start. 100%. You are ready if you have value to offer and you are ready to make money. If you're ready for leads, you get that attention, it turns into leads, those leads turn into sales. That is how you build a business. You need attention first, and I am here to help you get that attention. If you liked this episode, let me know by leaving a rating or a review if you are listening on the podcast app. If you are here on YouTube, please let me know what your biggest takeaway was in the comments of this video. I appreciate you. I trust you are tapping that follow and that subscribe button so you can make sure that you get every episode and every video for Become a Media Maven. I will be back here on Tuesday with a new one.